Hello and welcome back to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. As promised, this podcast is not all going to be about religion and history of early Christianity and philosophy and all those sorts of things. We are going to talk about other things, and living up to that promise, now that I am caught up, transferring my blog post over to the podcast, I can start talking about some other things. So for those of you who are brand new here, we are a podcast that we talk about big picture things. We talk about all sorts of things, philosophy, religion, history. But I want you to sort of take this podcast as an example of what else we're going to be talking about. So this episode will be a good teaser for some of the other stuff we're going to get into. So people that know me, if you're listening and you are someone who knows me personally, you will probably recall that at some point in the past, I had a very unsuccessful podcast called Deny That to Africa with a good friend of mine. Basically what we talked about was movies. We both worked at a movie theater and I was in film school at the time. There's lots of stuff going on, and we spent a lot of time reviewing movies. And we spent a lot of time talking about sort of typical fanboy stuff. Star Wars, Marvel, DC, Marvel versus DC, those sorts of things. We talked about television, all that kind of stuff. So in light of some breaking news today, I figured that I would create this short bonus episode. One, as a way to break up the monotony and talk about some other things, but also as proof that I'm not just going to talk about history and religion with the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. So, without further ado, I guess I will jump right in to the super exciting breaking news that has come out today. It's exciting for me. I hope it is exciting for everyone else. But Zack Snyder has announced that, in fact, we will be getting the fabled Snyder Cut of Justice League. So for those of you who are, completely and utterly unsure of what I'm talking about, let me kind of give you a brief rundown. In 2013, Warner Brothers decided that they were going to reboot Superman, and they did Man of Steel, starring Henry Cavill as Superman. Some of you may recall that film. While it did make a good bit of money, it received some mixed reviews, but it was intended to be the launching point for the DC Extended Universe, which was sort of like DC's own cinematic universe. There was a direct comparison and rivalry to what Marvel was doing with the MCU at the time. And so what followed was in 2016, there was a sequel that you may recall also, that has now become somewhat infamous. It was called Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice, which was the first time we ever got Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman on screen together in a live action film. Personally, I am a DC guy. I grew up on Batman and Superman. I adore DC. I adore the DC films. I even like the ones that most people don't like. I even prefer them to the Marvel films. I prefer Batman versus Superman, Man of Steel, all those movies, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. I prefer those to, Iron Man, Thor, even the Avengers. Like, I prefer DC. And so in the wake of Dawn of Justice making, it made something around $900 million, and they wanted it to make over $1 billion. So somehow $900 million is a flop. You do that math. I have never understood that. But despite Dawn of Justice was long, it was loaded with philosophical questions. It didn't have the narrative tightness of like The Dark Knight. It wasn't that good, but it had these big picture ideas that it maybe didn't quite stick the landing as well as, say, like a Christopher Nolan movie would, but it was really good, and a lot of us did really like it. And Zack Snyder immediately went to work on Justice League, and of course Wonder Woman came out, directed by Patty Jenkins, and they were in production on Aquaman, and you know, there was a lot of buzz around what was gonna happen. So unfortunately, Zack Snyder suffered a personal family tragedy. His daughter committed suicide, so he had to step away before finishing Justice League. Now, he had filmed roughly, probably more than half, maybe 60% of the movie, he had actually filmed, but there had not been, in some reports I've read say that he filmed much more of that. I'm not sure. I'm only comfortable committing to say that I know he filmed at least half of the movie across the board from everything I've been able to read about this. But they weren't able to finish, obviously, his movie with his, and he wasn't able to go back and finish some of the scenes that would later get cut out. And what happened was they brought Joss Whedon in to handle the situation, to finish the movie. Joss Whedon ended up significantly rewriting the film and filming lots of new scenes. So the movie we got, which received mixed reviews, it's okay. The Justice League movie that came out 2 years ago is okay. But for most diehard fanboys who had been waiting their whole life for Justice League, it was a letdown, especially if you liked Dawn of Justice, which I very much did. And I remember we talked a lot about that on my now defunct Deny That to Africa podcast. But, you know, I'm just super excited because what ended up happening was after Justice League came out, it was kind of a mess. Some heads rolled at Warner Brothers. They really had to back up and punt on the whole DCEU. Ben Affleck stepped down as Batman, ultimately decided he wasn't going to work on the Batman. That then got spun off into what we now know is going to be the Matt Reeves, the Batman trilogy starring Robert Pattinson. Lots of other things happened that I won't go into now for the sake of brevity. But something really cool that happened was that fans really mobilized on Twitter, Facebook, all across the world, mobilized and really, really used the power of social media and the platform that all of us have to really push for some movement on a Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Now, there are some precedents for this because you may not know this, but when Superman, the movie, the original Superman with Christopher Reeve was being filmed, Superman 2 was being filmed concurrently at the exact same time. And Richard Donner, the director of Superman and Superman, and originally Superman 2, filmed like 70% of the movie, like he was almost done. And then he had to stop working on the second one and go back and do post-production and things to meet a deadline for the theatrical release of the original Superman. So what he ended up doing, what ended up happening was Warner Brothers fired him quite controversially. This is before most of our time, so we weren't around, but like this would have been like huge, huge news at the time. Imagine if Joss Whedon had done Avengers and Avengers Age of Ultron at the same time, and he had been fired after filming half of Age of Ultron, and then someone else stepped in and finished the movie. So the Superman 2 that came out theatrically in 1980, while it got good reviews, was actually not very indicative of what Richard Donner had been trying to do. So 30 years later, Richard Donner was actually able to go in with an editor and sort of, he found all of his old footage. They were able to cobble some things together and they produced what is actually a pretty good print of Richard Donner's original Superman 2. It's called the Richard Donner Cut. It's very popular. You can buy it at Walmart now. It's in It's actually in most official collections of all of the old Superman movies. So there's some precedent here. So when we say, you know, we want the Snyder Cut, that's sort of what we're talking about. Fans started saying, we want the Snyder Cut. We want you to take what you did for Superman 2 with Richard Donner, and we want you to do it for Justice League. Show us what this movie originally looked like. The fans deserve that. So for two years, the fans have been pushing for this, and there were some rumblings. You know, Zack Snyder on Twitter would share some details, and you know, just like little tidbits, little like snippets of pictures. He would tease people like on Twitter, you know, and in Q&As he would talk about, you know, his version of the movie does exist. Actors were talking about it. Like, writers were on Twitter saying, hashtag release the Snyder Cut. The hashtag release the Snyder Cut has become this huge thing over the last 2 years in pop culture. And so with the arrival of HBO's new streaming platform, HBO Max, which is coming, I believe, next week, there were all these sorts of interesting ideas that, you know, because of the, you know, connection to Warner Brothers, that maybe HBO would be a good platform for Justice League to be released. Well, as it turns out, Zack Snyder actually made it official today. This is from Screen Rant. Justice League, Zack Snyder cut officially releasing on HBO Max in 2021. Exactly 3 years after the announcement he was leaving Justice League, Zack Snyder finally makes it official. The Snyder Cut is coming to HBO Max. And there's an awesome poster that says Zack Snyder's Justice League only on HBO Max 2021. Now, if you have HBO now, you will actually sort of be grandfathered in to HBO Max. But man, you got to get on HBO Max if you're not hip to what that's going to be about. Go ahead and sign up. It's coming soon. It's going to be awesome. It's going to have all of HBO's content. Lots of cool superhero stuff also. I'm going to read a little bit of this article. Nearly 3 years after the announcement that Snyder was stepping away from Justice League, it's finally been announced that the Snyder Cut is coming to HBO Max. In the time since Joss Whedon's theatrical cut of Justice League hit theaters, there's been endless debate about the existence of a Zack Snyder cut of the movie, whether or not it would be better, and if Warner Brothers would ever even consider releasing it. And now everyone has an answer. It exists, and it's coming. Guys, this is huge news, because We all knew this thing existed, but they lied about it. Like, for months, they were like, no such version of this movie exists. And I'm telling you, man, I'm so stoked about this. Zack Snyder completed 100% of principal photography. That is breaking news, guys. I didn't know that until I read this article. Zack Snyder completed 100% of principal photography and several months of post-production before leaving Justice League in the wake of a family tragedy. Guys, that is huge news. That is huge. That means that they really did have like a whole freaking movie that they were lying about. Wow. And he got several months into post-production before he left. That just sort of fuels the fire that he was actually just, you know, dismissed summarily. He was fired by, I don't know who that would have been. Would have been Kevin Suchahart. I hate that guy. Anyways, with Joss Whedon taking place for what was marketed as minor reshoots to add connective tissue and complete Snyder's original vision. Yes, I remember that. When Joss Whedon stepped in, he said, this is still Zack's movie. I'm just sort of filling in some gaps that he's no longer here to do. And that's, of course, not what happened. In the 3 years since his departure, we've learned that rewrites and reshoots were far more extensive than indicated, and the primary objective was to alter the movie from Snyder's original story to enlighten the tone. The two-hour blend of Snyder and Whedon was basically an entirely different movie with only superficial similarities to Snyder's original three-and-a-half-hour superhero epic. Oh, my God. And this was all because of the backlash to Dawn of Justice, which was a freaking good movie. Oh, my goodness gracious. Gosh. I'm still salty about that. I'm sorry. Guys, Batman vs. Superman did not suck. It was an awesome movie. And Justice League, all this crap happened to Justice League because of the just totally stupid backlash to Dawn of Justice. And I'm still salty about it. During the Q&A following Snyder's live commentary for Man of Steel on the Vero social media platform, the Justice League director was asked by a fan when his cut of Justice League would be released, to which Snyder responded with the news that's sure to break the internet. Yeah, I would say so. The Snyder cut, which is now officially titled Zack Snyder's Justice League, is being released on HBO Max in 2021. Snyder gave heartfelt thanks to fans in an HBO press release. I may get emotional here. I want to thank HBO Max and Warner Brothers for this brave gesture of supporting artists and allowing their true visions to be realized. Also, a special thank you to all of those involved in the Snyder Cut movement for making this a reality. According to THR, the project could arrive as a 6-part miniseries or a 4-hour director's cut, and will cost upwards of $20 million to complete. The original cast and crew is also expected to assemble to complete post-production work, including some additional photography. Oh my goodness gracious, we have won so hard. We have won so very hard. Oh my. Wow. So this is not going to be some work print, guys. They are going to finish this thing. They're going to spend $20 million and they're going to bring back the cast and crew to finish this movie. Oh, that is so awesome. That is... Take that, 2020. Calls for the Snyder Cut dominated headlines and social media for over 2 years after Justice League's release, and after the hashtag release the Snyder Cut rallying cry amassed nearly 1 million tweets with the help of cast members like Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, and Ray Fisher, and trended number one on Twitter after the two-year anniversary of its November 17th, 2017 release. Snyder got a call from his agent who told him HBO Max wanted to talk about finally getting it released. It's been a long road, and it's certainly not over yet, with more work to complete the movie for its 2021 release, but the stars have aligned to get Snyder back in the director's chair in the universe he created. So will this move by HBO Max, with this move, the sky's the limit for what happens next, as demand will surely turn its attention to David Ayer's cut of Suicide Squad. Yes, release the Ayer's cut, please. And start questioning, is there more DCEU in Snyder's future? Now that is just, oh man, that's awesome. That is awesome, awesome news. Awesome, awesome, awesome news. Just fantastic. Well, I am just really stoked. Really, really stoked, guys. I'm not even gonna lie to you right now. Just so thrilled. I just had to share all of that with you guys. Just had to geek out. Hopefully some of you understand why this is so big. So big. Well, thank you guys for listening. I'll be back with more blog posts and more movie talk soon. Love you guys. Share the podcast if you want. And peace.